Welcome to Conversations with John and Lisa.
It's great to be here with you, babe.
Yep. And so I hope you enjoyed the last episode where we discussed what it means to be strong. And just a reminder, if you are driving in your car, you wouldn't know this, but we are actually filming this podcast. You can watch it on our YouTube page at John Bevere or Lisa Bevere. And I want you to know that Conversations is actually part of the Messenger Network. Yeah, we got a network, which includes Messenger podcasts. Let's talk about it with sons and daughters. And we will be adding more new shows. So you just want to keep in the loop on that. But today we are discussing something of incredible importance to this time right now.
Can I just say you are beautiful?
It is a pleasure to be here. Quarantine time, and I actually did my makeup today, so my husband is in awe. He is in awe.
I love this woman. We've been married 38 years this year, and I'm going to tell you, I just feel like she's one of God's greatest gifts, and so to the body of Christ and to me. So, Lisa, I'm so in love with you, and it's a pleasure to do this podcast. I just had to break it up. You were sounding a little too formal there at the beginning.
This is serious. We are discussing the importance of breaking the power of intimidation and fear in our life. And now, John, you and I both know there is a virus, which is a pandemic,
right.
But there's also a coinciding pandemic virus right now, which is fear and intimidation.
Yes. I like to say it like this. The pandemic of coronavirus is creating an epidemic of fear among people. And it's a very, very scary thing because, Lisa, fear is a terrible taskmaster.
And a terrible counselor. I'm just going to say that.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And what's interesting is, Lisa, this is the book, Breaking Intimidation, and I wrote it 25 years ago this year. And never, ever.
I can't even believe it's been that long.
I know. Never, ever has this message been more important and prophetic than for us right now going through this coronavirus thing and being on lockdown.
Yeah.
And there are people that are fearful of the disease, but even more so, there are people that are feared of their jobs, of provision, of what's going to happen to the economy, what's going to happen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we need to get people who are believers free from this and get that joy restored because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah.
And fear will rob you of all joy. It will suck joy out of you like letting air out of a balloon. And I just felt, and you felt, the team felt, let's talk about this. Well,
can I share just a personal story about this book before we even go any further than this? So y'all don't know this, but I used to have the incredible privilege of being John's editor. And he was traveling and speaking, and he would write, he would leave behind his discs, because I'm pretty sure that's how it looked back then, of what he was writing, and I got to edit it. And I would edit late at night from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning. And Breaking Intimidation, when I was editing the book, I remember coming to a point in the book where I remember the moment, you were talking about being more afraid of who we see than the God we don't see. And I remember thinking, I do this. I am more afraid of people. I am more afraid of who I see than the one I don't see. And I remember feeling like my arms were like this for 4 hours. And I thought, I'm just going to lift up my hands and get blood circulation. And the Spirit of God hit me when I was in the middle of the night and I began to weep and repent. And then you came home from your trip and I said, John, I didn't ask to read this book. I didn't want to read this book. Am I accountable if I didn't buy the book? Am I still accountable for the information in the book? Because I don't know if I'm ready to face off with intimidation. And I knew that I was under so much sway of fear. And you said, well, are you aware? Do you know the truth now? And I said, yes, but I didn't want to know the truth. And you said, then you're accountable. Give me no grace, no mercy. But this book in my life, because I had a podcast today and they're like, you were probably always bold. I'm like, no, Mr. Bevere, Mr. Breaking Intimidation, he positioned me to get something from God. So I'm super excited you're doing that for other people.
You know,
right now.
I preach this message in Orlando, Florida, and I think about 80% of the 2,000 people that were there that night came forward, and a mother and her daughter came forward to have it broken off their life. The next night, they drove into their driveway and were held up by gunpoint with guys with ski masks on. And the mom said she normally would have froze. You know how a child, when they have a nightmare, they're petrified. She said, because I was free from intimidation, I started praying out loud in tongues.
Whoa.
Okay, I know, tongues. Oh. And the men...
She was not missing.
The men with the guns began to shake. Well, there was so much confusion that hit those guys. There were three of them, that her daughter was able to slip into the house and call 911. When they realized it, they just grabbed her purse and ran into the woods, right? The next day, a man was walking through the woods to do a shortcut to his house. He found the woman's purse. Every bit of the credit cards, driver's license, everything was in there. Another story, I preached this in Texas. A young girl was in the service, and about a month later, I believe this one was, she came out of the shopping mall, got into her car, and a guy was in the back seat with a knife. He was going to rape her and kill her, and even told her his intent. He said, get on the road and drive. And she just said, I got free from intimidation. I just started praying out loud in tongues again.
Y'all,
and
pray out loud.
They drove around the loop of the city three times. Finally, he said, pull over. He said, you are crazy. And he ran out the car, and she never saw him again. So let's take this from the top, Lisa. Wow. God has given every single one of us gifts. Mm-hmm. Those gifts make us function in the area of life that we're called in. For example, there are people that are gifted to teach elementary students. There are people gifted to surgically remove tumors from people's bodies.
There's medical professionals that we're so thankful for. They are a gift to the entire body right now.
There's people that are gifted to preach, people that are gifted to sing. We could go on and on and on. Those gifts are God-given in our life. Mm-hmm. Paul writes to Timothy and says, hey, the gift of God in you is dormant. It's not working.
Now, what does dormant mean?
It means inoperative. It means that it's literally died out. It's
or
unfunctioning.
It's asleep. Unfulfilled.
Right. Okay. Right. And he said, stir up the gift of God that's in you. Now, he wrote him in the first letter and said, you're neglecting the gift. Mm-hmm. And then the second letter, right in the top, 2 Timothy 1:6, he said, do not neglect the gift that is given to you for God. And he tells why that gift is dormant. For God, or because God, has not given us a spirit of fear. That word fear actually means timidity or intimidation, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So what Paul is saying to Timothy, he was a young man pastoring the church of Ephesus.
Yeah.
In another portion of the letter, Paul said, hey, don't let anybody despise your youth. I can only imagine, because he was so young, there were older people in that church, and they were intimidating him. I fought this.
Or it was just the situation was intimidating.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, I fought this spirit for 7 years, but the sad thing is, Lisa, I didn't know what I was fighting. Mm-hmm. I was fighting the symptoms, not the root. Mm-hmm. So I was confused. I was depressed. I was hopeless. I'd lost my vision. If you look at Elijah, he has one of the greatest days of ministry, confronting the king, the nation, the false prophets. But when Jezebel releases that statement, I'm going to kill you by this time tomorrow, he runs for his life, and he sits under a tree and prays to die.
Yeah.
He's confused, he's depressed, he's hopeless, he's lost his vision. This is what I fought for 7 years, Lisa. Mm-hmm. I never was confused, and I was never hopeless. I was never depressed before getting saved. I was the happiest guy, right? But
I only knew you after you were saved,
right.
So I can't say right.
Yeah, and you ask my family, I was very optimistic. But after I got saved, I fought depression for 7 years. I remember times sitting in my hotel room, staring at a spot in the wall for 20 minutes. And I thought, why do you leave your wife and children? You're not doing anybody any good. Why don't you get a real job? Literally, those thoughts are going through my mind until I shook myself out of it. And when God exposed this thing, I said, God, can I write a book on this and help people get free?
So I want to recap something, because I feel like you made a really good point. So intimidation can mask itself as discouragement, because both you found yourself discouraged and Elijah found himself discouraged. He was like, I'm no better than my forefathers. I just need to die. So what happens is, it sounds like what you're saying is that discouragement comes, we fight the symptoms when really there's something bigger behind all of this. And that's what you're wanting to expose. So a spirit of fear that is intimidation.
That's the root.
It will come after the gift of God in your life.
Yes.
And one thing that I love is that we've been given this pause, and we have a chance to get into the presence of God and think, what is the area? So as John's talking, I want you to think about what is the area that you are finding discouragement in.
Yeah.
Because I believe that is the area where fear is trying to intimidate you into living in less than God has called you to live in.
You know, Lisa, when you look at the spies, God said, go in there and check out this land that I am giving you.
Yeah.
When they go in, they see the descendants of Anak there, who were giants. Mm. And so these spies saw how large the giants were and were intimidated and came back with a very evil and discouraging report.
Wait. Now, I want to talk about that. It sounded accurate. They were there. There were giants in the land.
It was an accurate report.
And we look like grasshoppers, right?
Yeah, in their sight, we look like grasshoppers.
In their sight. But sometimes what you're saying is we can relay what is a cultural report, and yet when we take God out of the equation, it is an evil report.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
And so they failed to see how huge God was. And people right now that are fearful of the coronavirus, fearful of lacking, have refused to see how big God is.
Well,
God said, I will never,
they've forgotten how big God is. Factor
yes,
it in.
Which that's is, a better way of
which
saying
Which is what we're trying to say is we're saying, yeah, this is scary. Yeah. Anka's like descendants of giants.
Well, they're 10 feet tall.
Yeah, these are scary things.
So,
but our God is bigger.
Here's Joshua, who one generation goes into the promised land. And this is amazing. Seven times. This is no joke. Seven times it was either through Moses, through the elders, or through God directly. God said to Joshua, be strong and of good courage.
Yeah.
And one day I'm in prayer and the Lord said, what's the opposite of courage? And I said, well, you know, fear. And he said, put a dis in front of it. And I went, discourage. And I went, wow.
Yeah.
And so God was saying to Joshua, those 10 guys influenced an entire nation to not walk in their God-given destiny.
Yeah.
I am telling you to not put a dis in front of courage, but to keep courage by itself. Walk into that land and see how big I am compared to those giants. And the first city they face is what? Jericho.
Yeah.
Massive walls.
Yeah.
They look like grasshoppers in their sight. But Joshua said, hey, God is so much bigger than this fortified city. And that's what we've got right now, Lisa. We've got the world that's in terror. And if they see us believers with joy, with a spark in our voice, a skip in our
step. Probably just the voice, yes.
Yeah, they're going to say, okay, what's different about you? Mm-hmm. Why do you have so much positive outlook, optimism, joy right now? Well, I've got a hope. And you can have that hope too. Remember Peter said, always be ready to give an answer for the hope that's in you?
Yeah. Well, so, and hope would come after, I mean, discouragement would come after undermining our hope. And hope is what we need to get through because we're not going to always be in this season. But we need to be aware that the enemy has a plan that you will go into this season one way and come out of it more discouraged, more hopeless. And God is saying, no, don't put your courage or your strength or your hope in this system. Put it in me. And if you put it in him, then you can come out like Joshua and Caleb and say, our God is well able. We don't understand what's going on. I'm not well able, but God is well able.
So last week, our team looked at me and said, we got to do this. And so on March 26th, so we're just talking a few days ago.
Yeah, I know that you felt it was an incredibly urgent need. Yeah.
We taped because
he taped.
We were on lockdown, mm-hmm. but we were allowed as a church to have a few people in my home office. Mm-hmm. We tape this in my home office because we do want to respect what the government says. And we tape this. And I remember, Lisa, I had to go through this entire book to get ready for that in just 4 days. And I'm going to tell you, babe, I was getting so ministered to by this book.
Well, it's mostly scripture.
Right.
And it's stories that give practical expression to spiritual principles. And I think that's right now what we need. I know that you came out. Did you end up doing 8 lessons?
Did 8 lessons.
Yeah, you came out so energized.
Oh, yeah.
I was so encouraged by that.
And what's cool is, and I can I just brag on our team?
Yeah.
We recorded that on March 26th. the course is being released into all access on April the 3rd. So basically, they're turning it around in
our
1 week
birthday.
And 1 day. Yeah, yeah, that's Austin's 31st birthday. That's right. So on April the 3rd, it's available. And this is what we want to do. We want to give it. We want to give not only this course, Breaking Intimidation, but all our courses. It's like 25 courses, babe. And then we have 34 programs on there for children.
Yeah, 34 episodes. It's amazing.
And our own grandchildren have been built up by it. Yeah. But we're giving that away for 30 days for absolutely free. Mm-hmm. And all they have to do is what? They have to go to...
I'm going to be reading that. So all they have to do to get a hold of the entire library is to go to messengerpodcast.com, and that's /offer. So messengerpodcast.com, offer. That's all you need to do. They're going to ask you for an email address. Don't get stressed out, because we need to actually send you your access, and it's going to be amazing. We've had so many people. I think we had, like 1,000 people join online on some of these courses. We had 16,000 women sign up.
That's amazing.
For the Strong course. And so we thought, you know what? We can't think of a better way to layer Strong and Breaking Intimidation. So between the women doing Strong and the men and women doing Breaking Intimidation, this could be a breakthrough for you.
So I want to pray for anyone right now that's just saying, John, I'm going to get the book. I'm going to go through the course, but I need you to pray for me right now. I pray.
And, you know, and I do want to say that, because there are people that would rather have a book. So the course is free, but you can get a hold of the book, Breaking Intimidation. And this was the book that really changed my life. I would say, if you get on that course and you say, this is something that is really speaking to me, then I would encourage you to get a copy of the book. And they can get this on Amazon. Right. They can get it through Messenger International. But you want to dig deep. This is the time to actually unplug some wells that the enemy has plugged up. This is time to redig some areas that have been dry places in your life for a really long time and water them with the word.
And also, if I had to be a stats man, I'm going to say this. There's probably 30% of what's in this book is on the course. There's no way in 8 lessons I can tackle what took about 400 hours to write. Mm-hmm. So there is so much more strengthening material. One of the things that I didn't cover in the course was, I remember God speaking to me. He said, son, why do you break intimidation in prayer, but then you walk right back into it in your lifestyle? And I was like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
And so I talk about that. There's
so needed.
Yes. There's the difference between the fear of God, the fear of man. There's so much in this book. So I just want to pray for you guys right now, Lisa and I both. But Father, we just lift up our partners, our friends that are listening right now to this podcast. And Lord God, you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Those are virtues that produce boldness that break this intimidation. So we speak to this spirit of intimidation that has plagued my brothers and my sisters, and we break your power off of their lives, off of their home, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, we just release in Jesus' name a spirit of grace, a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind that would produce the boldness to walk free from this intimidating spirit, which would cause their gifts to go dormant. Lord, let those gifts come alive. Let them stir them up. And I pray that your church would arise and shine like never before in our generation, in Jesus' name.
You know, and John, while you were praying, I thought, so many times we think those gifts are for a platform, but those gifts are for your family. Yeah. Those gifts are for your life. Those gifts are for you to build yourself up in your most holy faith. So I'm so excited about this message. I just want to thank you each for joining us. We love hearing from you. We love it when you subscribe and say, I'm just going to remain connected. And we love to hear your reviews. So leave us a review on iTunes. We love hearing your questions of topics that you want us to cover. That's so helpful for us. But until then, this has been Conversations with John, Mr. Breaking Intimidation, and Lisa Bevere.
Thanks for listening to Conversations with John and Lisa. Let us know your thoughts by leaving a review, and be sure to subscribe and share these episodes through iTunes. You can also connect with John and Lisa through Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Until next time.